You're listening to Humanitarian Radio with your hosts, Tony St. Tone and Janie Beauclair.
Good afternoon and welcome to another edition of Humanitarian Radio, where we like to shout out some good news that's going on around the world. I am your host, Tony St. Tone, along with my other host,
Janie Beauclair.
So I guess I'm a co-host.
You're a co-host, brother.
Yeah. I almost tried to take over the show. Look at that.
We'll let you have a little bit of it today. How about that?
Perfect. Give me a microphone and I take over the world.
Over the world. Gotta love that. Hey, you know, we've got some interesting stuff going on our show today. Very exciting. Thrilled to have a certain somebody on our show later this afternoon.
Yes, it's Catherine Mitchum, who is an actress, a director, a writer, and she's here to talk about her movie Muffin Top, A Love Story, which I saw the trailer for, and it looks really, really funny. It has David Arquette in it, and she's going to explain more about what makes this movie so special, especially in Hollywood, because
there's a lot of firsts about
this
movie.
There's a lot of firsts with this movie, which is really incredible, considering, you know, Hollywood and everything that it's done, but I'm not going to give it all away. It's really a great interview, so I'd love to you to check it out.
And on that note, it does have a lot to do with women and self-esteem and things of that nature and things that we talk about quite regularly on this show. So I thought something that I would like to do this afternoon, is give you 11 ways to live a happier life. And none of this has to do with money, interestingly enough.
Wow.
This is a story that came out, according to a psychologist, just came out July of 2014. Now, before we get into there, I just want to say we just returned from Las Vegas, where it is land of money.
Yeah.
And coming up with a life that has nothing to do with money, I don't know. Those people were all pretty darn happy in that zone.
Well, you know, what I thought was so cool is that if you ever want to know the latest technology, go out in advertisement, go out to Vegas, because what they're doing with billboards and what they're doing with hotels these days, it blew me away. I mean, the things that they are doing out in Vegas. And,
yeah, the technological advancements. We were staying at the Cosmopolitan Hotel, and we were there for a very, very special friend. Brandon Brown is getting married to Miss Lauren Wolf in Florida in a couple weeks, very, very soon. And so this was Brandon's bachelor party, and these were all kids that grew up with my son. And it's just, first of all, such a pleasure that you have a group of 8 guys that have been friends since childhood and still are as close as they were back then. That's a really cool thing. Mm-hmm. So they decided to stay at the Cosmopolitan for the bachelor party because apparently it's the number one place for young women to come and stay, hence the name.
So that's why this... They did their research. And
they had a strategic plan. They were going to have beautiful visuals for the days they were there. What a great thing.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, we went we brought my son there so that we can go see all the kids and say hi to everybody that I hadn't seen in a lot of years. Now that they're grown up, it's a whole different world. But it was really cool to see the technology in that hotel and how they had just really incredible visuals everywhere you looked of moving scenery, moving walls, and moving your eye just went to all these beautiful things constantly. So that was really cool. And I do also want to say, on the way out of town, we stopped at Whiskey Pete's.
Whiskey Pete's. I had never been there.
It's in the town of Prim. It's just outside of Vegas. It's about a 20-minute drive outside, and heading back to Los Angeles, we went through there. Go ahead. You were saying?
I was going to say, what a difference. It seems like you've literally stepped back in time.
Time warp.
Whiskey Pete's has the original carpet I think they had when they built the place.
I think they had the original waitresses as well.
Who was there was a car there. What was the name of the car? That was
Bonnie and Clyde's car.
Bonnie and Clyde's car that they were actually killed in, which I thought was from 1934. And I was like, this is the original car that they finally captured, that dynamic duo.
Boy, and when you looked at that car, you could feel the, oh my God, about it.
Yeah, that was
crazy. With all the bullet holes in it, it's like, oh my, wow, there was lives lost in that car. So for me, it was like, I didn't want to look at it very long. For you, you were more fascinated with the whole idea of it.
Well, I couldn't believe they actually had the real car there. So, but again, Whiskey Pete's, if you want to step back in time, go there.
Old Vegas.
Old Vegas. But then as far as Vegas is concerned, it's just incredible how quickly they're turning things out. They now have a Ferris wheel that overlooks the entire
strip.
It's really just amazing. So
yeah, we were just there a few months ago for a business convention, and just since June.
Yeah.
What a difference.
That's what I'm saying. Things
months.
Are just changing
wow.
so quickly.
They're
there.
Also updating everything. All the hotels that were old and in the older downtown area, everything's getting a facelift. The hotels, the casinos, and they're revitalizing the original Vegas and merging it more into the newer Vegas. So, if you haven't been to Vegas in a while, it's a place to go and be happy.
But now, we're getting off track. So, according to this study,
according
you
to
don't
this
need money to
study,
be happy.
Correct.
Okay.
These are 11 ways to live a happy life.
Money? No. Money's not on that list.
That's not on the list, surprisingly. Okay. Money alone can buy you happiness, but not so much, says Dr. Robert Putnam of Harvard University. This is his study. It appears that happiness has less to do with money than we might imagine and more to do with the people around us, how we live our lives, the way we spend our time, and how we perceive ourselves and understand our own personal life experiences. So I love the very first rule that he has here. Practice gratitude.
That's always been very big. And, you know, it's interesting you say that because gratitude is something that most people don't really look at until they... It's like, you know, you don't know a good
something.
Thing until it's gone.
Yeah.
You're like, oh... I really loved having a car. When you don't have a car, I really, you know, I used an analogy yesterday that a pocket full of money in a desert won't do anything for you when all you want is a glass of water.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's true.
You know, you'll be grateful for that glass of water. And it all obviously all depends on your situation and your circumstances of where you're at.
Yeah. So in practicing gratitude, it says no matter where they are or what they're doing, happy people recognize that they always have something to be grateful for. Happy people can easily find gratitude in the world around them, whether they are looking at the cracks in the pavement in the concrete jungle or the sun setting over the ocean. It is possible to find gratitude even in the smallest of things, like a delicious meal, a book, a challenging yoga class, or a smile from a complete stranger on the street. And you know how I feel about that, because I constantly talk about smile at a stranger, you'd be amazed at what it can do for them. And mm-hmm. See, this guy just confirms that.
No, I think number one, gratitude would be an awesome thing, and many people speak of it. It's practicing it and realizing if you can practice it on a daily basis, if you can write 10 things that you're grateful for every day, you'll be amazed on what you will find.
Well, his last comment on gratitude is, each of us has a choice on how we focus our attention. Choose the focus on gratitude for the beauty and uniqueness of life, instead of the stresses and the problems, and you'll feel much happier and much relaxed on a daily basis, which, I mean, totally makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So his second thought here is find a place of flow, F-L-O-W, flow. That's defined as complete immersion in activity for its own sake, not for a specific purpose. When we are in flow, such as we are running a race, writing a song, reading a book, our self-awareness dissipates. Time seems to stop, and we become focused, peaceful, attentive, and people who frequently experience flow tend to be happy, productive, creative, and focused.
I get understand that. I know when I'm writing a song or working on some graphic work, I get lost and just I'm so into it that I don't realize what time
go
is.
Into the zone. I think going into the zone and finding your flow is the same concept.
I've been in the flow working on this Cranky Pants video.
Yes, you have.
That's due out soon. I know I've been talking about but it's coming out soon.
Number three is smile more. I've been a big fan of that. I think my whole life I've been a fan of the smiling and the hugging. So,
do they say your chemistry changes when you smile?
If you're feeling down or having a rough day, it is possible to cheer yourself up simply by thinking of a person, a place, or a situation that makes you smile. The physical act of smiling will make you feel happier, even if you are just flexing the muscles of your mouth and not intentionally smiling. Scientists are not completely certain why the simple fact of smiling makes you feel happy. It's been suggested that smiling contracts the facial muscles, leading to more blood flow to the brain's frontal lobes, which triggers the dopamine, and that's what makes you happy. Whatever it is, I'm doing it because it works for me.
I remember hearing somewhere that if you're a salesperson, you should be smiling on the phone when you're calling, making your cold calls.
Oh, that would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, but I can tell you that it's probably really difficult to keep doing that. It's like, hi, this is the New Haven Register calling. Would you like your paper today?
Okay. Was that me hanging up on you?
Yeah, that's you hanging up on me.
Are you still smiling?
I'm smiling. I know I have to get 100 no's first. Then right. I can take a break.
Number four, embrace your mistakes. We are all perfectly imperfect human beings, and it's only natural that we make mistakes. Learn from your mistakes. That'll help you grow and improve. By embracing your mistakes, you'll be able to forgive yourself. There's a biggie. And the bonus is that other people might actually like you more.
So you got that going for you.
Okay. Maintain an optimistic attitude. Happy people tend to respond to negative events in a more optimistic manner than unhappy people. Positive psychologist Dr. Martin Seligman says he's researched the link of optimism with a plethora of positive outcomes and has proven that optimism leads to longevity, recovering from illness, overall physical health enhancement, and an advancement in coping skills and solving problems in tough situations.
Now that makes total sense. I mean, if you're optimistic, and let's face it, you know, we've all had our ups and downs as far as being optimistic. And I have a song called Best Case Scenario that's talking about that. It's like, what is the best case scenario as opposed to focusing on, well, the worst case scenario is this. And if I can just deal with that worst case scenario and I put all my focus on that, you know, because I believe you get what you focus on. So, you know, having that optimism like, hey, this could still work out. And it's funny. I love hearing stories of people that remain optimistic and see things through when everyone around them is telling them, stop, give it up. Why are you doing this? And
Catherine's going to talk about that today on our show, in fact.
Yeah, she is. So I'm not going to give it away. But Catherine does mention this. So, yes, optimism is key.
Overall, his opinion is optimism is a central component of staying happy and healthy. So when in doubt, look on the bright side. Whoop, whoop. Now, a big part of being happy and looking on the bright side is surrounding yourself with supportive people. And that's another thing, Tony, that you talk about all the time. Even though this life can sometimes feel like an individual journey, if you have other people around you that feel happy, are happy, don't go down the negative rabbit hole, you are bound to become a happier person. For example, making a good friend causes an increase of happiness equal to tripling one's salary. Belonging to a social club is equivalent to doubling one's salary, and so on. The take-home message here is that social support is a huge indicator of happiness and well-being. People with perceived positive social relationships even live longer. So be social. Surround yourself with great, happy people and release those who make you feel bad.
Well, I agree also, especially if you have someone that constantly comes around you and just wants to complain and just, I mean, they drain your energy sometimes. And it's tough when you are trying to stay optimistic and trying to stay up and someone wants to just keep bringing you down and all they need to do is bring up the latest news or something. So,
yeah.
You know, I try to avoid those types of conversations because to me, I just don't need to go down that road. I want to stay up. And I tell people, if you're looking for me to go down into the wallows and sorrows with you, I'm the wrong person.
Yeah, totally.
I'm the wrong person to talk to.
Totally.
Sorry.
Talk to someone else. Number seven, and we have this conversation quite regularly, learn when to say no. Happy people know that they must say no to people, ideas, and behaviors that do not serve their own personal highest good. Saying yes to everyone and everything can lead you to feel overwhelmed and increase your stress level and leave you less time and resources to actually take care of yourself. This is especially true when you agree to do things that don't resonate with you. So, allow yourself to be in situations to say no to the things that you're not feeling.
I can't agree more. No. I mean, yes. Yes, I can't agree more.
Tony, you want to finish this radio show?
No.
I knew that was coming.
So this is your top 10, right?
Yes, there's two more.
Two more.
Unplug and spend more time in nature. Nature is something that makes you feel a lifetime of conditioning just drip away. Human beings were not designed to spend our days hunched over at a desk with electronics and no visuals for our eyes.
Mm-hmm.
We are meant to spend time outside, away from the buzz of technology, the radiation of cell phones, and the blaring of screens. Happy people understand that it is their human birthright to give themselves quiet time to reflect in outdoor nature's serenity.
You know, when we were driving home from Vegas yesterday, a couple days ago, we had pulled over. What was the name of that street? Do you remember?
Zizek.
Zizek. It was like Z-Y-Y.
Z-Z-Z-Y-Y-Y-K-K-K.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Crazy street. But we pulled off on this road, and it was just like this little weird road that just drove into the desert about, 50 yards or something. Mm-hmm. And just walking around the desert to me was the coolest thing, because you just get a chance to reflect and just look around and look at this vastness. And
well, you couldn't see any buildings. We were far enough away from the highway where you couldn't hear the cars.
Yeah.
And it was just God's country. You know, it was nature at its purest form. And that
Very
was the
cool.
purpose of pulling off. Every time I ride through the desert, I always feel like I need to stop and give a nod to nature and thank God for what he's brought to us on this earth. And so that was my, let's take a detour here for a few minutes and pull it in. So practicing forgiveness is number 9. And I don't know if that there's a lot to be said about that. I mean, forgiveness does not mean that what happened was okay. It just means that you no longer want to carry it with you. So let it go.
Mm-hmm. And I was going to comment on that real quick. If you can let go of that old baggage, it's not supporting you. So if it's not serving you and supporting you, and it's something that you've just held on to, if it's a grudge or anything, it's not serving you. It happened years ago. It happened 10 minutes ago. Just as the quicker you can move on from it, the better you'll feel.
And this last one is totally dedicated to Catherine and what she realized and how she put this movie together, because it's look in the mirror every morning and say, I love you. And the description of this says, for many of us, self-love is the greatest challenge and blockage to our own personal happiness. Years of being told by family, educators, and especially the media that we are not good enough, not successful enough, not attractive enough, not capable enough, and so on, has left many of us feeling beaten down and unworthy. The truth is, no matter what you are and what has happened in your life, you are worthy of love. So say it out loud in the mirror to yourself every single morning. Change your happiness.
Amen. And on that note, we are going to take a very short break and come back with the writer, director, and star of Muffin Top, A Love Story. It's a great tie-in.
You don't want to miss it.
See you in 30 seconds.
This segment of the show sponsored by Artistic Journey, where we help groups and organizations reach their fundraising goals by providing unique marketing products to showcase their events. Be sure to visit artisticjourney.com, where you can shop for over 750,000 items to put your logo on, all at wholesale pricing. Whether you're looking for some fresh ideas or just need a better price on the goods you currently purchase, let Artistic Journey's years of experience bring your events to a whole new level. Visit artisticjourney.com today.
Affirmations wrapped in pop rock songs.
Give me that best case scenario.
It's motivational musician Saint Tone. Check out his latest live show, The Rise Up Experience, at www.sainttone.com.
We can always hug it out.
Pick up his latest CD, Outside the Box, available on iTunes.
We choose to and
For music with a positive message, check out sainttone.com.
And we are back, and we're so happy to have on the second half of our show, Miss Catherine Michon. Hi, Catherine. How are you today?
I am so great, and I'm so glad to talk to you guys today.
We were telling our audience that you have this really unique movie coming out called The Muffin Top. And what we were saying was so unique about it is it's got a lot of firsts. So why don't you tell everybody what it's about briefly and what makes this such a unique movie in Hollywood?
Well, I'm happy to talk about that. It's the title of the film is Muffin Top, A Love Story. And it's the story of a woman who goes through a bad breakup. And as her husband decides he wants to be with a younger, thinner version of her, which never happens.
Never.
That's a first.
It's practically a science fiction movie, as I said. And anyway, she goes on the kind of self-esteem shame spiral that we often go on after a breakup. Mm-hmm. And ultimately, she makes some very foolish decisions, has a plastic surgery fail, among other things, and ultimately she comes to believe that she needs to love herself now and not 5 pounds from now, because life is happening now, and she becomes a more authentic version of herself inside, and not worried so much about her outside. So it's a good message, but it's really funny and silly, and has an amazing comedy cast, a lot of all-stars like David Arquette and Retta from Parks and Rec and Dot Marie Jones from Glee and Melissa Peterman from Baby Daddy and Tony winner Marissa Jarrett Winoker and Maria Bamford. We could spend this whole interview talking about all the amazing, funny people that are in this.
This is going to be a great, great movie.
I'll tell you, the trailer was awesome. So the trailer was awesome. Yeah. Just the bits that you showed and stuff, and the scenarios that this woman has put herself in is great. So
yeah, I think it's a very relatable movie because a recent survey actually said that 96 out of 100 women admitted to thinking at least one bad thought about their body every day. And I was actually talking with one of my co-stars in the film, and we said we think that number's low.
Yeah, I was just going to say that, too.
we think those other four girls are either lying or in a coma. We don't know any woman that doesn't think a bad thought about her body every day.
Yeah, totally agree. And I think men probably do, too, but they'd never tell us.
Well, I can tell you, I've had a thought once or twice.
Once or twice? That's lovely. And I don't believe you. I think all people do have these thoughts. But as women in this society, we see between 200 and 400 advertising images a day of women who are often a size zero or less. And then after that, they're photoshopped.
I was just going to say, and then they're airbrushed to look like they're a minus five.
We're looking at the cover of any magazine. You might as well, that's a cartoon. Mm-hmm. You might as well feel bad about not looking like Mickey Mouse,
Yeah.
Because that's a fake image.
But people don't realize that, Like the people that are not in the Hollywood area, which we talk about this quite a bit. We're from the East Coast, both of us.
Yeah.
And we talk about quite a bit how people that are not in Hollywood do not realize the reality here.
And that's actually part of the message of the film, because the character that I play is a women's studies professor, and she studies images of women in the media for a living. And even though she knows better, mm-hmm. she knows those images are fake, still, when her husband drops her, mm-hmm. she goes through this same, shame spiral that we often go through when we're at a low point in our lives. Just any point in our life.
Well, just because we know something is fact doesn't mean our brain will let us go along with it 100%.
I was going to say, there's actually some videos out there right now on YouTube that actually show before and after of these retouching, me being a graphic designer and Photoshop,
and
the way it works.
I'm proud to say there's actually a sequence like that in the film, and it's amazing. It's like really, you just can't even connect the before person.
Okay, so you actually show it in your film. That's awesome. Yeah. I mean, it's great.
Yeah.
So how did you get on this self-empowering style trail with this movie?
Well, I've actually, as an author and as a stand-up comic and as a writer for television, I've actually been on this bandwagon for a long time, so it was really exciting to have it all come together in Muffin Top because I really care about this as an issue. But for me, as a writer and a director, I really think comedy is the way to get some enlightenment because, you know, Muffin Top makes you laugh about these, even the title of the film, Muffin Top. It's a Muffin Top is an artificial thing.
Right.
You only have a muffin top if you're wearing clothes that are too tight for you.
Right.
You know, a supermodel could have a muffin top. And that's why I think people get right away when they hear the title of the film that this is funny. This isn't like we're all loading in for some serious documentary. This is a very broad comedy.
And now you've got some records that you're setting here with women in general on the front and the back side of the scene. So tell us about that a little bit.
Definitely tell us about
that. Thank you for asking me about that. I'm so proud of the fact that this movie has more women in front of and behind the camera than any other feature film made in the last 3 years. At a time where Hollywood movies are simply not putting women either in front of or behind the camera. If you go to the multiplex and you've noticed that most of the movies are about white guys flying around in their underwear, which can be fun, you know.
Right. But it's all Marvel comics.
Well put.
It's all Marvel comics.
I like a white guy flying around in his underwear every now and then. But I also like to hear stories that are from a woman's point of view, or at least let a woman talk in the movie. I mean, at this point in time, only 15% of Hollywood movies have women in significant speaking roles on camera.
Wow.
I think that's ridiculous.
That's just shocking. Why do you think that
is? I think because the studios have gone down a path where they believe that the only thing that makes money is white guys flying around their underwear, and they're going to keep doing that for a while because they have to plan so far out. But I actually formed a production company called Surprise Hit Films. The whole mandate behind our production company is very simple, because in Hollywood, when a movie does have a woman in a significant speaking role, it actually always makes more money. And then Hollywood always says, oh, it's a surprise hit. Why don't we just make surprise hits all the time? Why don't we just let women talk in the movies?
Yeah, see what happens. See what happens when they talk.
It's a crazy idea, but it just might work.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, you were saying, I think I read on the... on your website that they said that 6%, I guess the person that was doing the track, and they said 6%.
Gina Davis.
6% are half men and half women, which is so low. So this is...
Which
like
is crazy.
Said, yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe that at all. Because
would
you say there's a lot of qualified women out there that do a lot of the behind the scenes that are just not hired?
Of course there are. We were blessed with, we had an all-female camera crew. We had a woman gaffer. We had a woman head of sound post. We had women heads of costume, makeup, you know, so many departments on the film, and some wonderful enlightened males. So it wasn't as though we said, oh, this is girls only. We just, it happened by accident. I just know a lot of really talented women, both as actors and as filmmakers. And then we had Muffin Top is the first romantic comedy in film history to have an all-female soundtrack and score. Both our composer and all of our soundtrack artists were women. And I find it shocking that that's never happened before, but I'm very proud that Muffin Top has that. And we have a Grammy-nominated recording artist, Michelle Featherstone, was the composer for the film. She's an amazing artist, and the music is beautiful.
That's awesome. I read that also, and that's, it's just amazing that it is the first. That's a first, and then having a mostly women film crew, which you said you didn't even try to do, but all of a sudden you realize, look, there's women that do all these positions, and yet they've never been hired at the same time, you know, on one film. And there's so many films being made, you would think it would have happened years ago, but I guess with things the way they are, they just don't think of that. And I would have never even thought if all these different jobs women normally take. If you know what I mean, like I didn't know
you wouldn't have thought a woman
there's
would be
a women
gaffer
or something like that. You know?
Yeah, yeah. there are really qualified women out there doing that work, but I think what's great about it mostly is that they all came together to make a movie that is truly funny and truly entertaining and something people can identify with. I mean, Muffin Top just had its premiere at the Carmel International Film Festival to a sold-out audience, and then
awesome.
We had a sneak preview in Santa Barbara. We were turning people away at the door. We got a rave review in the paper there. The film actually just won an award yesterday.
Wow. Okay, tell us about it.
There was the 2014 Gutsy Gal Film Competition, which was a competition for films that had a female director.
Okay.
And we won for Best Feature Film for 2014. So,
wow. Nice. Congratulations on that. That is awesome.
Thank you. It was very exciting. I just found out yesterday.
That's really exciting. So cool.
Yeah.
Now, you guys are doing something also that's very unique. It seems like everything that you... This has a lot of uniqueness to it, this movie, which is great. You know, the more power to you on it. And you're doing something with fans and red carpets. So
yes.
Why don't you touch a little bit
about
that?
After we finished Muffin Top, we did a Kickstarter campaign that went viral and got national press. And basically what happened is fans came forward and raised money for their town for Muffin Top to do a red carpet premiere in their town. So we're going to 10 different cities and on our red carpet.
Has that ever been done before?
It has never been done before.
Yeah, I was going to say, I don't think that's ever been done before either.
So how did you come up with that idea? Because
brilliant.
I think it's great that you went 120% higher than your Kickstarter, which was
great. Fun.
That's a good show of support there. That just shows you what people are thinking about what you're doing.
And it's a sign
really
to Hollywood.
Resonate with the message of Muffin Top because, you know, I think, like I said, most women feel insecure about their bodies, and the idea of celebrating themselves on a red carpet, celebrating the film, we call it the red carpet of true beauty because red carpets are a very judgy place generally, and... you know, we take photographs of our audience. Like, let's put the audience on the red carpet because, you know, Muffin Top is a story for women, and we want to celebrate women and their true beauty, and people really got around that idea. And, you know, we did this first one in Santa Barbara, and it was such a blast. You know, people came in beautiful, like, beaded gowns, and, you know, everybody got really dressed up and looked amazing, and did photos with the cast and with filmmakers, and it was just really fun. It was, you know, what I think a red carpet should be instead of people, you know, just criticizing people's outfits, you know.
Right.
Like, what are you wearing? It's like, I'm wearing pants. Next question.
Yeah,
but who's the designer? Like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, who are you wearing? I'm wearing me.
Yeah.
I'm
wearing
actually...
myself. Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
I think that's great that you're doing these types of things, and hopefully this is going to encourage others that it is possible to do something like this, and it's a message to Hollywood to say, hey, look, you know, this is possible and it can be successful on all levels. The fact that the Kickstarter was enough to show, like, people are very much behind this type of a movie, A, and then B, to go further and say, hey, look, we have an all-women or mostly women film crew, and everything's still in focus. Everything still came off as the way
it's still a real movie.
It's still a real movie. You know, it's like, really? That's
yeah,
amazing.
The girls made a real movie. Good for them. You know, and the other thing that's really fun is that, like, currently, Muffin Top is number 7 on the iTunes pre-order list. We go live on VOD on November 4th, along with our red carpet nationwide tour, but you can see it on DirecTV or Amazon or any place. You can just go to muffintopmovie.com and find out what your provider should be. But at the moment, for pre-orders on iTunes, we're number 7, and
wow.
The other movies in that top 10 are all like big studio movies like Maleficent or
Blockbusters.
You know, and so that just shows you the power of this female audience that Hollywood is ignoring. You know, because we had some avid fans who went ahead and pre-ordered Muffin Top on iTunes and kicked us up there, and we're still up there. And it's like, you know, hey, Hollywood, why don't you make movies that that women want to see.
I think that this is really going to make guys in Hollywood have to stand up and look around. I think this is really going to be the movie that pushes these guys over the edge going, I guess we should reconsider what we're doing here.
These women are onto something. It's brand new, I'm telling
you. They're onto something. Oh, it's wait crazy. A minute. 52% of theater ticket buyers are women. I wonder if it would be a good idea to
I
would
have never thought of that. Who would have thought of that in a meeting? Like, guys, we need to appeal to the women, too. They go to movies also.
I'm a business genius. I can do
that.
You are.
It's the truth.
Have you ever done anything like this in the past, or is this the first time that you're actually addressing something like this?
Well, you know, I wrote a couple of books that were bestsellers. I wrote The Girl Genius Guide to Life and The Girl Genius Guide to Sex with Other People, from which this movie is adapted. But and I worked on shows like Designing Women, and you know, so I have been involved in women oriented entertainment for a long time. What I'm so proud of about Muffin Top is that it really feels to me like the culmination of this sort of girl power jag that I've been on since I was, you know, a teenager, really, because I really cared about this message that, you know, life is happening now, live now, not 5 pounds from now. That, you know, this is an example. My sister-in-law is a beautiful woman who didn't go to her high school reunion recently because, you know, she feels like she's gained too much weight. And I'm like, you will never be able to go back. And, you know, all those friends and all those memories and all the fun you would have had, she's such a social person, you prevented yourself from doing that because you didn't feel good about yourself. And that's no way to live. And so that's really the message of Muffin Top.
Is she on Facebook at all? Because all you have to do is click on one of your old friends from Facebook and realize, wow, they've changed also quite a bit.
I know. I tried to explain that too. Particular thing that I think women do. I think guys just, you know, load up their beer belly and go off to the reunion, and women and their muffin tops stay home. And
I think you're right.
Really? Because I want to touch on that for a quick second, because I think since since Facebook has come around and it's been so popular, I think a lot of us get to see what happened to all those people in high school or college, and you go, wow. They didn't end up what I thought they would have. And now you don't even have to go to your high school reunion to see what they actually... And some, you'll realize, that don't even put their pictures anymore. They just put pictures of their kids.
Yeah, and you know, I think in the end, Facebook is good for that. But I think getting out into life...
Yeah, I agree.
Real life is essential and... You know, when women are judging themselves, it's funny. Dot Marie Jones, who's one of the stars of Muffin Top, she plays a transgender fashion stylist in the film.
I saw her,
and she's hilarious and marvelous. She's because of Glee, she's a big advocate for, you know, finding ways to end bullying. And she and I were talking about it. Honestly, for a lot of women, sometimes the biggest bully in their lives is themselves. Because they, you know, will say the most horrible things about their appearance or their body or what they ate. I'm bad. I'm so bad. You know, it's like, what? You had a cookie. You're not bad, you know?
Right,
Hitler was bad. You know what I mean? I just don't think somebody who had a chocolate cookie is really a bad person.
You know, and self-esteem is a really hard thing to overcome when you're, when you're deep in the wallows, if you will. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And watching movies like this is a definite way to help girls shift the way they're thinking about themselves, for sure.
And lighten it up in a light way, which I think is great, because I think comedy and laughter is a great way to laugh at ourselves.
The one comment that I've heard most often from just the early screenings that we've had of the film is men and women coming up to me saying, oh, I really want my daughter to see the Muffin Top. I really want my... You know what I mean? Like, everybody has somebody in their life that they're like, oh, you know, Muffin Top is the message they actually need to hear. I want to get them to hear it.
Because, you know, for kids, peer pressure is brutal. And they've got all those magazine covers staring them in the face that they think this is what they're supposed to look like. Not realizing, it's fake. Yeah. Yeah, so I could definitely see where that would come in handy. In fact, I'm wondering whether it shouldn't be something that gets shown like in middle school and high schools.
Who was the actress?
I would love it. I mean, it is an R-rated movie. It's a comedy. It's more like, you know, Bridesmaids than something I think
so there'd
that
be
would
too
ever
many
be allowed.
Bleeps.
Yeah, but I think, you know, if I were a parent and I had a teenage girl, knowing that she's going to watch some R movies, I would want her watching Muffin Top.
Yeah.
Who was the woman that was quoted on your website? That I guess they said she wasn't attractive enough. I can't remember her name, and she said, you know.
Oh, Jennifer Lawrence says that Hollywood, she's obese, and that is true.
That's like, so crazy.
I don't know if you remember when Hunger Games came out, there was a huge thing about how she wasn't skinny enough to play this girl that was hungry, and I'm like, I don't know, she looked pretty hungry to me.
Right, and she probably was starving, and she probably had to starve herself to get down to the weight she was in.
You know, so, I mean, and not everybody who's hungry, you know, looks like Keira Knightley, and I guess she's not hungry at all, and so that's, I'm glad for her, but she looks hungry to me.
That's the insanity of it, and she, I think she even said that, she said that Hollywood is insane. You know,
Hollywood is insane. The images that it puts forward. I mean, here's a good example. And actually, this is a line straight from Muffin Top. The average American woman is a size 14, which is the same size as Marilyn Monroe, who I think we can all agree was pretty good looking.
Pretty beautiful. Yeah. And you would have never known she was a size 14. Because of the way she wore her clothing and this and that.
Yeah. You know, any guy, I've never heard a guy say, oh, Marilyn Monroe, she's too fat for me. but in our current standard, that is considered plus size, and it's just not reflective of people's real bodies.
Of reality.
Yeah, I have to tell
or
you
even
something.
Even what men find attractive.
I have to tell you something really crazy, and this will definitely bring that back around. I have a promotional marketing company, so I help people get products. And one of the things that I constantly purchase for people is clothing, where they get their logo put on it for their event, right?
Right.
And I've been in this industry for 20 years. In this industry, about 10 years ago, they shifted all the sizes of the clothing so that people felt like they were still in smaller sizes, even though a small is now a medium is now a large is now an extra large. But they wanted people to think that they were staying in these small sizes even as they're gaining weight. And I'm like, how crazy is that? It's
right. And let me be clear that the message in Muffin Top is not like against being healthy or anything like that. But the truth is, if you are feeling like you'd like to be thinner, healthier, leaner, stronger, the best way for you to do it is to love yourself. Because, I mean, loving yourself is the best way for your body to function. When you don't love yourself, it brings stress, which brings cortisol, which helps you, you know, makes you end up gaining weight. So it's a vicious cycle. And what happens to Suzanne, the character that I play in Muffin Top, is that she really learns that she's never going to find true love until she loves herself. And she does start to make more loving choices to herself. And that's when she meets David Arquette. And that's when she, you know, finds the guy that's right for her.
I wondered when David came into the scene.
Oh, he's so dreamy in this movie. David is somebody who often plays really dumb people, but he's a very, very intelligent, intellectual guy, and he often plays really sort of goofy, not the leading handsome man, and yet he's so good-looking.
He's very charming.
He's so charming, so sweet, so good-looking, and I feel this is the first time I've ever seen David in a role that's kind of like how he is as a real person.
Oh, very cool.
He makes a dreamy romantic lead. He's adorable in this movie.
That's awesome. I've always liked him. I've always been a fan of his work. So I'm going to be really excited to see this.
Yeah.
So I want to ask you, this is kind of a outside oddballish question, I think, maybe. I always ask, or I always try to give our listeners advice on if they want to start a project of their own, whether they think it's something that people will catch on to or not. What do you think for yourself was what you had to find inside of you in order to make this happen? Like, what kind of advice could you give to people who maybe have a project to do, but it's really not something that everybody's favoring, but in your heart, you know, it could be something. Do you know what I mean?
Well, I think you just gave the advice I would give. I mean, I made Muffin Top because it was something I was passionate about and a story I wanted to tell, and that's, you know, no one knows anything. No one knows what's going to be a hit. No one guarantees you anything. You know, it took 3 years to make Muffin Top. I grew a Muffin Top to make Muffin Top.
Did you get a lot of people telling you that it wouldn't fly, you know, that it wouldn't go over?
Always, but with anything, you know, yes and no, and people who did believe it and people who didn't. And all of that is kind of irrelevant because... If you're not making something like Muffin Top that you believe in, it's going to take 3 years anyway. So you might as well tell the story that you're passionate about. I always think that's going to be the best chance at success anyway, but there's really no other way to live. You know, everything is hard. Every job is hard. You know, there isn't a job there, and that's why they're called jobs. That's why they pay you money or try to earn money, you know. So you should really go with your passion and your heart. That's all you have. That's all you have as an artist.
I think that's great advice.
Really well said, yes.
Yeah, I think the fact that you're saying exactly what people need to hear, which is follow your passion, you know, follow what you truly believe and move forward with that, because... Let's face it, if you ask society, if you ask everyone else, they're always going to say, oh, I'm not sure, you shouldn't. And those are the people that don't have the courage to move forward for what they are truly passionate about. So they let everyone else decide. So I think that's
good
advice.
And at the end of the day, you will never, if Muffin Top falls as flat as a cake that fell out of the oven, I will not have a single regret, because I'm proud of the movie. I've seen audiences love the movie. Already, for me, it's a hit. I mean,
I was going to say, just finishing the movie, and you already won an award for best. So you know you already have won, even before it's fully released.
Yeah, that's pretty special. I wasn't counting on that.
That's so cool.
But, you know, it comes out November 4th, and yet, for me, it's a hit.
It's already successful.
People have loved it.
And now, let me ask you this. Is it too late? Or is there still an opportunity if towns or cities wanted to have you come and do the red carpet thing there?
Yes, there is, actually. Thank you for asking. What has happened is that, you know, we funded this 10-city tour, and we're going on those cities. And now there are actually 10 more cities that are getting Muffin Top screenings in their own town. If you go to muffintopmovie.com and look under tickets, you will see all the list of the screenings, and we're using a company called Tug, TUGG.com. And if you go to Tug and search for Muffin Top, you can go through this whole thing where you can actually create a showing of Muffin Top in your town. It costs you nothing. All you have to do is meet the minimum number of tickets, have people give their credit card, reserve their tickets. Mm-hmm. The sales don't go through unless the screening meets the minimum number of attendees. And if it does, then all of a sudden you have a private screening of a feature film in your town at a multiplex, and it costs you nothing.
How cool is that?
That's
so really
awesome.
Easy, like any of the clubs that are going on and that are, you know, women geared, or even guys clubs. I mean, guys that have wives and girlfriends could even do something like this really cool for your women.
Well, I was going to say, it's definitely not from watching the trailer, it's something I would definitely go and watch. It looked very funny.
It's really funny. It's like, you know, a lot of guys loved Bridesmaids, and I loved Bridesmaids.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying, oh, my God, Muffin Top is as funny as Bridesmaids. I love that. You know, because it's not, not that, you know, I don't know, it's not The Notebook, you know. I mean, it's not like a Saw. It's not like a movie that would make a guy feel like he needs to go take a testosterone pill. You know, it's like...
Yeah.
It won't reduce your masculinity to go to Muffin Top.
That's good to know, guys. So just in case, you can go and still feel masculine.
Yeah, no, I mean, because it's genuinely funny.
No, it is. Yeah. Again, from what I saw, the trailer definitely makes me want to go see it. So.
Oh, thank you. I just did a radio show yesterday with a bunch of film review guys, and they're all guys in their 20s. They loved Muffin Top, and they said it was like, for them, they said it was like, if Judd Apatow were a woman, like that, huh. It was that funny to them. So I was like, wow.
That's a really great review, because those are probably the toughest critics right there.
Yeah, these were like a bunch of film critics that have a website that, you know, they do the guys in their 20s, and they're like, I'm going to take my girlfriend and start talking about how fat she is.
I really like the way you imitated them, too. That was
good. That was really insulting.
That was a good 20-year-old male.
That was a really good 20-year-old male. Tony and I just spent a couple days with my son and his buddies who are having a bachelor party in Vegas, and they were all 20-something males, and so you did that really well.
Oh, well, thank you. One of the things about doing an independent film like Muffin Top is that I have a lot of very wonderful young people working for me, so I'm spending a lot of my time with 20-year-old guys. So.
And it keeps you younger, doesn't it, now?
Hi.
Well, we are so, so happy to have you on our show today, and man, we just wish you the utmost success with this film. We'd love to have you come back on, and you know, maybe in a few weeks or a month or something, let us know how things are going.
The other awards that you won.
If I can just give one final shout out, that if you want to find out anything about what's going on with Muffin Top, a love story, just please go to muffintopmovie.com. All of the information is there. That's how you can find out where you can see it on VOD, and you know,
very exciting.
It's pretty exciting. It's an award-winning comedy.
It is, and you know, you can see the trailer there, and you can there's so many cool things you can see there. I've already studied it myself.
Yeah, it's a great site, absolutely. And we're going to put you on our website, and we're going to leave you there for a while so that people can come back.
Oh, that is so lovely. Thank you so much.
We are so proud of what you did, sister. Congratulations, man. That's just really, really a cool thing that you're doing here by spreading the word and getting people to open their eyes to a beautiful side of themselves.
Yeah, and, you know, life is happening now, not 5 pounds from now.
Yeah, agree. We're going to come cheer you on your next red carpet on Tuesday.
Yeah, we'll be there cheering you on.
Oh, great.
We're very excited about that, and definitely look forward to letting people know the great results and progress and excitement going around the country about this movie.
Well, I really appreciate it. It's fun to be involved with something that makes people laugh and has a positive message. It's
Amen.
A good way to spend their life.
Well said. Great, Catherine. Thanks again for joining us. And again, we look forward to talking to you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye. So every week we like to dedicate a song to our guests. And this week the song is called Mary Lost Herself. It is a song I wrote a while back, but it's about a girl who changes herself so much to fit into a relationship, and she doesn't realize that she needs to love herself first before she can love someone else. So it's, I think it's very appropriate for the movie that we're talking about, Muffin Top. So here it is, Mary Lost Herself by Saint Tone. Mary lost herself.
so right. Everybody's got a compromise, but she never found strength to draw the line. Mary Sunshine has now gone to black. If you've been a friend too much, you know we just as Mary lost herself. Soul's got nothing left. Mary lost
Again, that was Saint Tone. You can find that song at www.saintone.com. That's sainttone.com. That song and a lot of other songs are there with the lyric. Also, if you get a chance, check me out at Facebook. It is also Facebook.com/Saint Tone.
What I love about going to sainttone.com is that all the music on there is really positive in a lot of different ways, and it's for guys and girls. It's not singled out to anyone special, but if you're having a down day and you really need a lift, if you just buzz through some of those songs, you would be surprised at how uplifting your mind shifts. When you put your mind in a different thought pattern, it helps you to get out of the circle that you're in. So definitely check out sainttone.com. Whether you're in a bad mood or you're in a good mood. And if you know somebody in a bad mood, you better throw them onto that station as well.
Mm-hmm. For real. And for humanitarianradio.com,
yeah,
that is where you can check out some of the past shows that you might have missed. And also, we do have a Facebook that you can check out. It's /humanitarianradio.
What I love about humanitarianradio.com.
Tell us what you love about Humanitarian Radio.
Well, people reach out to us and let us know about great things going on, like our guest today.
Yeah.
You know, we hear about these people doing really awesome things, and we would really love for you to tell us about something awesome you're doing or somebody that you know is doing so that we can show off and let everybody know the great things that are going on around the world.
Very cool.
So we have a Facebook, and we have a humanitarianradio.com, and please don't be afraid to reach out to us. We are so touchable. Enjoy your week. Have a great, great week. Do something positive and really fabulous for someone that you don't even know.
Peace out. We'll see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Humanitarian Radio, shouting out some good news for your soul.